caught him.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Welcome, Daddy. Welcome to a fair one. I'm Tommy Pope, and this is Shane Gillis. You might recognize this cat as the Nunner.
Back. Back.
The OG Nunner.
Nunner, dude.
Back in business.
It's like a handsome beaver.
Yeah, he does.
He's like a beaver turned into a man.
You look great, dude. You look like Thanksgiving. You are.
I'm just coming out of Thanksgiving.
We all lock it off.
Just rolling out of bed.
I had turkey today. I'm still in it. I was eating leftovers today.
Nice. Yeah. Dude, you're crushing it. I mean, in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah, man.
How was
holidays? Holidays, all right. Yeah. I don't like being home anymore, which that kind of sucks. Now that I'm a big-time New Yorker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been too much.
Well, you know what? I have, like, my own... Look at this. I have a TV show. Back home, this is big doings.
This is big doings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you get treated differently in whatever hillbilly town you're from?
You know what's funny? I did get treated differently.
All the mailmen are like, there he is!
Hey, hi,
Shane!
I subscribe! Yeah. I bet you did.
The sheriff walks out on his porch holding a shotgun, just watches the car go by.
Just got to relight his cigar and hitch his horse. There he goes right there!
Yeah, my one friend, it was funny, he legit was treating me different. He was all fucked up. So my one friend, really funny, was going through a breakup. He FaceTimed me the night before at like 4 a.m. It was like, yo, man.
Just after the breakup?
4 a.m. He's FaceTiming me. He's like, this bitch. He was shit. He was like blacked out. I was like, what's up, dude? He was like, this bitch. And I was like, yeah, dude. Sick. I was like, I should go, man. He's like, I thought we were friends. I was like, all right. Sorry. What do you want to say to me? He's like, this fucking bitch. It's just that for about 20
minutes. No offense,
minutes.
But if any of you motherfuckers FaceTime me at 4 a.m., I just assume.
Well, he was black.
Oh, okay. Is that normal?
Black people, yeah, they like to.
It's a regular
black
call.
People and young people love FaceTiming.
Yeah.
I think this
the
is
the older
my
black dudes.
What's that?
I think this is my cue, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Le Maire.
FaceTime from there to here.
But yeah, then I met up with him at the bar the next night, and he was like blacked out when we met up. And was just like, I see you, man, blowing up, doing your thing. I see you, bro. And I'm like,
did you mention FaceTime? I'm not really
blowing up. I'm not really blowing up. Yeah. Yeah, he was like, my bad on that. But then he just got shit-faced.
So he's the only one that recognized your
my brilliance?
Success. Yeah, yeah.
Massive success, yeah, yes. Yeah. And then I went and did a fucking show in Lancaster for like, just in a restaurant. God. It was rough. Just a nice restaurant show, no lighting, no mic stand, no stool, just a microphone. Oh, yeah, Le Maire was on it. Oh, fuck.
You from that area?
Yeah, well, my parents are out there. Yeah, yeah, so I was hanging out for the holiday.
Le Maire did so poorly, I literally forgot he was on.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Pick an arbitrary place in the restaurant.
Literally, I walked into this place thinking, like, hopefully there's a stage. No, just in the restaurant.
Mayor just read the specials.
In between two tops. Mayor?
There's a baked potato you can get with sour cream on the side if you want.
Mashed potatoes and steak.
Mayor literally started like five different bits. And then because they were getting such little reaction, he would start premises and just be like, I fucked that joke up.
I appreciate that.
5 minutes. Yeah. Right? I'm not being an asshole.
No, you're right. It happened.
That was a rough
it's
one.
It's the truth. Yeah.
That whole room sucked.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault.
Okay. I'll accept that. I hope.
Think the only laugh I got was when I got on and fucking smashed you. I followed him and I was like, sorry that Le Maire sucked. Everyone laughed and then I sucked for 35 minutes.
Yeah. Dorian, where are you from? You from the same shithole?
No, I'm from LA.
Oh, another shithole. Oh. Oh, yeah, we already covered that. I'm sorry. I should have remembered that.
No,
you should have remembered to bring that
shirt
back.
I think last time we were talking about me being from Ohio. And that's...
Well, you were just in Ohio for the holiday, right?
Yeah. Well, that and my dad's been in the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is going to be a sad show.
No.
Is this better than his set?
Actually, he just got discharged, so everything's cool.
Oh, he got discharged?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome, dude. He's like...
Dishonorably.
Hell yeah.
It was very dishonorable.
He just left.
Very unruly.
Because he's healthy. He's like, fuck this, I'm leaving. This applesauce sucks dick.
Oh, actually, he did yank his catheter out and punch a nurse while
Jesus.
He was in the
pulled the pin out of his grenade?
Yeah, Well, my dad doesn't take fucking any kind of medication, so like all he's done his whole life is drink, so he doesn't even take ibuprofen, so like anything they had him on left him loopy for like an extra 3 days.
Dude, and dude who pulled out his catheter.
Yeah, like dude. He my dad was, just takes pain.
It was when we were like 20, 22, he was a graffiti dude. And he took a bunch of Xanax and was like on the tracks. And like he just fell and slipped and hit his head. And fucking they found him. They brought him to the hospital. He woke up 2 days later, saw he had a catheter, and just and fucking walked out of the fucking hospital.
Fuck.
How far does it, how far? I don't
know. Dude, I don't know. But
it goes to like the base.
The base of what, your dick?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So like 2 inches.
They got to put it in there, man. Like,
right? Right?
15 inches later.
I had to get a catheter when I was a kid for some other shit. And I just remember when...
What do you mean for some other shit?
I wasn't in the hospital for the same thing my dad was in.
What were you in for? Why were you in?
Were you 20-20 before you got a tube in your dick?
I think it was like pneumonia or something. I was fucking... That was a sick child.
You're a sickly boy.
I'm a fucking... Yeah, I'm a sick boy.
You should have been taller.
Yeah, no, probably. It should have been at least another inch or so.
Yeah.
No, we're Latino. We stay. I mean, this is just.
You do.
Sick kids. They shrink and they get bad teeth.
Sick kids become famous. Scorsese, Ringo Starr, end of Dorian.
Yo, Dorian. Fucking Dorian. Hell yeah, dude.
Fucking Dorian.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, good luck to you.
Good damn. It's a good name.
So, your dad is out. He broke out. Is he back in MS-13? What's he doing?
No, they got him. He still has to recover from surgery, so they got him in a step down thing. But it's like better. Like,
did they tear gas your family out of the hospital? You know,
yeah, fucking right. Ice went in and made sure
tear gas.
They cleaned house, man.
Well, that's great, man. We're all happy.
Yeah, I thought your dad was definitely dead. Sure.
No bullshit though. I did too.
Yeah,
like
I got the idea.
I was there for a long. I was fucking.
Yeah,
yeah. You saw me like the other night.
Yeah,
I
you was bummed.
I wasn't talking to anything about
damn
to anybody.
So that's why you're so happy today.
Fuck yeah, dude! Like I got that's that. Awesome. Like I'm unemployed as fuck, but my dad's okay, and it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
you like sit with him and like.
Well, he's gonna die.
You were like, this is it.
Yeah, no, like there were days where it's just been like fuck. Like I remember I was just sitting there by myself. He was like the breathing tubes, he was comatose and shit, and it was just like fuck.
I recently took
that was one hell of a siesta.
He was in a induced siesta. Oh, I have no comeback for that. That's so fucking
good. I recently
good.
Took acid and sat with my grandmother while she was dying.
There we go. There's the nunner I know. That's the nunner I know. Tell us an acid story with nunner.
My dad calls me at work. He's like, hey, they think your mom's going to die. Because, and you better get here. They give me like 48 hours at the most.
Was this recent?
12. This was 2 months ago? 3 months ago. So I go, but before I leave, this kid, Billy, who's like used to tour with the Grateful Dead and all this stuff, he's running errands for me. And I go, Billy, you got any acid? And literally reaches in his pocket and goes, yeah, I got some.
Hell yeah.
Gives me two tabs on the train to Philly.
Whew.
I'm like, oh, I'm just going to – I should probably just like talk to my grandmother. Cosmically.
Oh.
So I eat both hits of acid and sit with her and kind of just talk to her. And then, like, when I'm peeking, I went to a Spotify playlist of 100 songs you have to listen to before you die. And put my phone on the bed and sat quietly and just listened to those tunes.
Did you play it for her?
For her?
Yeah, we both just listened to them.
Without saying a word, you stared at your dying grandmother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were some of the songs? Because some of them were probably upbeat.
There were a lot of upbeat songs. It was like, I want to hold your hand and shit.
Holy fuck.
Is she dead?
I also think, like, Dark Side, no. She fucking recovered the next morning.
Ah, wow.
Like, miraculously.
Let's give credit to the doctors as well.
It was the power of music.
Your Spotify top 100 bucket list. You selfish cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Never listen to it the same again.
So imagine Shane's my grandmom. It's me going. Was it unhappy kid?
Dude, it's so funny.
Your grandma did the fucking Hulk Hogan.
She out of it. Takes one of her strong arms and replaces the tennis ball underneath of her walker. I got this.
Oh, man. So that's wild shit.
Yeah.
Mary, is your dad alive?
Yeah, dude, my dad's fucking killing it right now. He works at Pepperidge Farm.
What's he, 28?
He's making, yeah, my dad's a spry 40-year-old man. Yeah.
Wait, is he seriously 40?
No, he's like an old dude.
Oh, okay.
Not does he old, work at Pepperidge Farm for real?
Yeah, he works at Pepperidge Farm. We get fucking hella cookies, dude.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hella cookies, dude.
Listen, you're not hiding that, buddy. We know you get samples.
Do you know cookies with chocolate cost more than regular cookies?
Yeah,
I'd assume.
No, I mean like ingredient. I mean like there's like all right, this is inside Pepperidge Farm talk. All right, so there's caramel cookies, right? And then if you add chocolate to them, they cost more. I don't know.
I can't
now that I say it out loud, it makes sense. You know?
Is he fucking around?
No, this is him.
Are you fucking around?
What do you mean?
Are you confused as to why it costs more when you put chocolate on something?
No. Because in my mind, I was thinking that a chocolate chip cookie would cost more than a caramel chip cookie. And they do, right?
Holy
damn, dude.
Fuck,
I'm lost.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Non, play him. I'm just saying. I have a playlist of 100 songs. He's dying. That man has a brain tumor. You let
me be your man. I don't think your chocolate chip thing's going to work out. Play the caramel markets, man.
The Nunner and Lemaire joining forces.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, thanks for that chime in, though. That was... What does your pop do at the farm?
He just checks the
cookies
quality. Yeah. Yeah.
He gets paid to eat cookies, dude?
He doesn't get to eat them. If they look bad, he's like, yeah. You know?
What's your mom do?
She's the mail lady, dude. Shout
You're
out to USPS. Huh?
Your mom's a mailman?
She's a mail person.
Mail lady.
Nice.
Yeah. Actually, our mail lady is smoking hot.
We have a hot mail lady?
Yeah. Black girl. Smoking hot.
Is it Lemaire's?
No. She's like 26. So a little young. A couple years.
Nice.
Smoke show.
A lot of mail people in New York just wear sweatpants. Like, they don't wear uniforms. Have you noticed this?
No.
Yes.
Not mail people.
They got the hat, but no uniform in the bag.
Nobody's taking advice from the old peyote boy over here.
I'm telling you.
No.
Did you do any drugs lately?
I had a pretty serious, like, coke night day.
That's why you're so skinny.
Hours.
Would you run on a treadmill? Did you break into an LA Fitness? Run on a treadmill for 3 days?
I haven't won one of those, like a 24-hour, like, start at 9 p.m., end at 9 the next night.
Holy shit.
Like, getting a lift, fucking sleep for 8 hours. Like, I haven't had one of those in
So what is your dosage?
Wait. Getting a lift and sleep for 8 hours?
Well, like, go back to my house.
All right. How much did that cost?
Well, the Indiana laws are very, very strict.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? Like, how often do you do it? I'm talking as if I don't enjoy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, think about when you do binges.
Yeah, but I do a binge, but I'll only get to... 8 to 8 hours max,
yeah.
And that's like doing things. I can't imagine doing.
Well, I think for
day.
The first 8 hours is it's all key bump. You do a line, and then it's key bump maintenance for 8-9 hours, and then the second
producer's back there nodding his head. Yeah, and
then the second or third batch arrives after that, and then it's go to someone's house, draw the blinds, and it's line time.
Damn,
really?
What are you guys doing during line time?
Listen to that top 100.
Top 100.
Yeah.
Sure. Talking about all the podcasts we're going to start.
Wheeling your dead grandma.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, I'm legitimately asking. I don't.
Never did that.
You never did like an all-nighter?
Nah. Not with coke.
What have you done all-nighters with?
Just fun.
Mountain Dew.
And hide and seek and video games with my pals.
Sonic cheeseburgers and video games.
Yeah.
I think he means he's never done a 24-hour.
Yeah.
Like a full day.
I mean.
An all-nighter. Many people have done an all-nighter.
You should.
But, I don't think I should, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're fun.
They're more dangerous than any
it's like,
other drug.
You know what it's like? It's like being in a fist fight with your, like, good friend. Like at the end, like
you're not selling this.
No, you're beat up,
fucked by your uncle,
beat up, and you're bruised. But when you see him the next time, you're like, yeah, get it.
All
right. Yeah,
is this like a Vietnam analogy where like you guys are in the trenches? So every time you see one of your shitty buddies that you've done coke with all night long, you have a connection.
Yeah, yeah, have a stronger connection.
I dig that.
Yeah,
I dig that. We have a connection. We did drugs and strangers one night.
Yeah.
I stayed at your place for 3 months.
Yeah, it's true. I forgot about that. Girl with a dragon tattoo on her butt.
Yes. It legit was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Tattoo on her butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
She's dead.
How'd she die?
Non-trained.
Yeah. Non-trained got loose.
Aim too hard, dude.
Aim too hard, she exploded.
Old cum drowning.
Yeah. I've done that. I've done that before.
The old baby pool of cum in the nostril. Oh, come on, bud.
Speaking of not coming.
What?
Me and
Claire Bear.
Me and my baby girl broke up.
What?
I didn't want to talk about
that.
It,
I rode that Bronco as long as I could. She finally bucked me.
First of all, you're the Bronco, kiddo.
Nah, she was definitely. I got on. I was like, whoa. I was like, I love you so much. Come on. Relax. Relax. I love you. I'll take care of you. I promise. I'll be famous eventually. And she bucked me, dude. Signs were there.
Well, signs were always there.
The first sign is
she's 23 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, looking back, what was the very first, like, oh, this is going to happen in a week?
No, that didn't happen. But we did break up a month ago for 24 hours. And
after being together for a month.
A month. We were together for 3 months. So it was a good run.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think I was going to last that long.
She ran through a psych class of dudes. Just like...
What's that?
She just ran through dudes nonstop for that 24 hours. She was 23, right?
Yeah.
They fuck.
John, let him tell the story first.
All right. None. Now, this is going to be mean on my part. She's not the type of girl that would be around your type.
None does well.
None does well with sluts and disgusting women.
No. None.
Yeah, you just called baby girl a slut.
Hold on. Guys.
23.
This none. You stay the fuck out of this. Can I get Buttons to control these mics? Because I want him to open his heart, and I want you to shut your mouth.
Right.
He does do well, though.
I know. I've seen it. Yeah.
Matchstick women. Beautiful matchstick women.
What do you mean, matchstick?
A girl next to none. They look like the number 10.
I mean, I do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah.
If you're fat and get pussy, that's about as cool as it can get.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
For real.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree with that. Gang, gang.
Yeah.
It is true.
It's sick.
Yeah.
No, I knew.
A fat dude's leather jacket, a skinny girlfriend.
It is. It's incredible. I don't have my leather jacket. I need to find another hot chick so people know I'm cool.
Yeah. We can't fit in a leather jacket, so.
No, we can't wear leather. But I knew. What was funny is when she and I started dating, every single person was like, be careful.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, every single person was like, you guys are definitely going to break up soon.
Well, you're also in a long-term relationship.
Yeah. And that was the other thing.
It was the epitome of rebound, but she was a good girl, and it was a good relationship, but it was what it was.
Exactly. It was actually nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was much needed. Yeah. And, we got in, like, a dumb argument two nights ago, and then I ended up blacking out with Beezer at Dave and Buster's.
Really?
Yeah.
So sick.
By the way.
That's how most relationships end.
So many.
Just blacked out at Dave and Buster's. It was like, you know, maybe we shouldn't be together then. I love her. Fuck.
She wasn't with you?
No. Me and Beezer went down there. I watched a black dude slap his girlfriend at, like, midnight at Dave and Buster's. Pretty sick.
Even get your ass busted.
Dave and Mark ass Buster's. Yeah, he slapped her, and then no one did anything. Everyone was just like,
"How hard was the slap? Was it like a
slap?"
Like,
I heard it across David Buster.
I'll tell you right now, it could
over the game.
It could break a cookie, LeMaire. Yeah.
He slapped her like a blaxploitation movie.
He slapped her a lot. And then he walked out, and she followed him.
Well, yeah, he laid down the law.
That's he laid down the law hard.
Damn.
That's an Iceberg Slim right there, right? Yeah. Pimp?
Gave me an idea.
Yeah.
I should do that. But does that work?
But instead, you went back to her with all the tickets you won that night?
Yeah, I was like, I got you.
You talk a lot of, like, as a man, you talk a lot of shit about, like, protecting women in terms of, like, when you see somebody, like, fuck with their woman and such. As long as it's not, like, extremely abrasive and.
This is the first time I've ever heard you talk about this.
I'm leaning into this very casually and protectively because I watched a guy. And I told you about this, that coffee shop around the corner from us.
Yeah.
Where there's this very sweet girl. I think we talked about it one episode here because it happened the afternoon before. But I watched this skinny dude walk in, and he was very like – he was just off-putting. He was very angry, and I was like, oh, they must be dating. And she was so sweet. I knew her from every time I walked in there. She gives him a nice coffee. They talk shit a little bit. Like closer than normal over the counter, he leaves and then comes back in about a half hour later and throws a cup of iced coffee over all of her and all of the Danishes and whatever they're fucking cooking. And the whole place is, it's kind of intimate. And everyone was like, oh shit. And he's like, you call me out on Instagram? He's going fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, all right, at what point do I step in? Because it's their business, but at the same time, as long as he's not being overly aggressive, he didn't hit her.
I sat right through a slap.
Yeah.
He was a big motherfucker, and he was screaming. He hit that slap, and I was just like, should someone do something?
Right. Yeah,
someone
but
that
if
works
they
here
left,
should do
if
something.
If they left and he didn't continue, I don't know. This is like the conundrum. Are you wrong? Because I even think back going, wait, should I have said something? If I said something to this dude, and also a week and a half later, that couple was out front of this coffee shop.
Yeah, laughing,
pushing,
having fun.
Pushing their kid because the fight was all about their kid, which is not my business. But there was no aggression. There was no – I mean, there was aggression. But there was
also, in your case, Delaware Ave is not known for shooting.
And back
– yeah.
We were the only white people at this Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
We stayed till close, and it was just us and a dude who hit his girlfriend.
It's the one on
playing House of the Dead all together.
Columbus and Spring.
It's on Delaware Ave.
Yeah.
Isn't it Columbus Boulevard?
It is. Well, oh, is it? That's Delaware Ave.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm old school.
I'm new.
Right.
Yes. But,
the only time I stepped in, one time I was leaving this party in college, and this dude, me and my friend were walking by, and we saw him push his girlfriend onto the ground, and it was funny. And then we walked over and told him not to. But it was funny.
Mm.
Some good domestic violence. Pushed her down. We were like, it's funny how she fell. And then we were like, why don't you take it easy, buddy?
Yeah, I've never seen a hard slap.
That was the first hard slap I ever saw. It's pretty intense.
Yeah,
I was even,
it is intense.
I was drunk and I was still like, damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Her face, like, everything just...
It was a fucking...
Was it overhand, underhand, backhand?
Fucking right across the face. He was like, bitch!
Damn.
Yeah, man.
You cut someone with your knuckle here. Your
she took
knuckle.
It. She fucking swallowed it and kept walking. So I think they're probably happy right now.
Did we talk about the time I saw that girl spit in a dude's mouth?
Yeah.
In front of the restaurant?
Yes.
That was the most aggressive thing I've ever seen.
You did talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right.
Did trying he to hit talk her? About it again?
Yeah.
Just did the other story.
It's fucking, that's the first thing. Like, I've never seen a woman get struck. I saw the opposite, where they were arguing out front of a nice restaurant.
He's telling it.
Wait, did she time a spit into the dude's mouth? Is
yeah.
that what?
Was it
girl,
perfect timing?
They were yelling
okay.
at each other.
And then
and
she
was
like...
pissed, smoking a cigarette. And she's a bit shorter and opened her mouth. And me and my girl bucked the corner. And just as we bucked the corner, we see him yelling and her yelling. And then she just... opens her mouth just and he grabs her neck and goes and spits directly into her gullet. And then she
holy
takes
shit.
It, walks back in. He turns around with his face like he was like upset and then just drags a cigarette and looks down. And we didn't talk for like two blocks. Like, what the f- I still, to this day, I can't figure out what the fuck that was.
So
like,
wait, did
why
she
would
spit
you-
in his mouth?
She spat in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I don't know who wanted
in, right?
it or who was in trouble.
Yeah,
what?
So,
would you hit a woman if she spit in your mouth?
What?
Would you hit a woman if she spit in your mouth?
No, Lemaire.
No, I've
God, Lemaire hates women.
I don't hate women. Marry I just
shit
think
out
sometimes.
No, it was clearly a thing they do. I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure of like who was.
Is that the most?
It's such a
it's the most confusingly
thing.
Aggressive
okay.
thing I've ever seen in public.
Because I've seen a girl curb stomp another girl
Jesus.
In high school.
No,
fucking...
no, that's a girl on girl. We're talking guy on girl or girl on guy. What? Again, tell me about this.
Dude, this girl, Denise.
Tell me, like, telling it.
Definitely had like fetal alcohol syndrome. We used to call kicked in the face girl. Got into a fist fight.
Kicked in the face girl?
Yeah.
And then she got...
She was in a fight with this other girl, Elena, in high school. And she fucking just
clocked
her.
She kicked her
in
the
face. And Elena stopped. And she was like... Elena hit the ground, but like it was a basketball court that hit the grass. So it was like with no fence. So she like hit halfway on the basketball court. So the basketball court was right here. And she walked away, Denise. And she said, "I'm not done." And kicked her right in the jaw.
Fuck. So she was out?
Yeah.
You guys called her kicked in the face girl?
We called Denise before yeah.
Fuck, man.
That's not real.
Yeah, really... that's 100% real.
Damn.
Wait, so yeah. Wait, Denise was the one that got kicked?
No, Denise the was the kicky.
Yo, so she fucking passed it on like the Venom video?
Yeah. Yeah. She's kicks in the face, girl. You guys Native Americans? You guys are the worst nicknames ever. Kicks in face. Oh, man. So, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, dude. Love is a fickle game.
Can I say, Shane, it was an inspiration every time I saw you and BBG together.
Thanks,
dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
You'll be a new BBG shortly. I'm calling my shot.
Woo!
I'll post nudes on the internet on the next BBG.
It's just going to be me in a wig.
It's going to be with ex-BBG's friends, 23-year-old friends.
Oh, no, at least, I did love all of them.
God damn. Never met one of them.
They didn't suck. They sucked. I mean, yeah, they were 23-year-old chicks.
Yes.
The one thing we got in a fight about was her listening to this podcast, this, like, sex podcast, and it was some Australian lady that was, like, talking about how she saved her menstruation, her fucking blood, and kept it.
Is she on Compound Media?
Yeah, she's on. No, she walked off a show. They've been threatening her ever since. But she was telling me about it. My girlfriend was telling me about it, and I was just like...
Ex-girl.
Yeah. I was like, that's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard. She's like, you don't support anything. I was like, well, that's saving your period blood. That's
the like dumbest shit I've ever...
That's what I said. Yeah. I was like, well, then I worship farts now. And that didn't go well. That line, I thought was a good line. Bombed pretty hard. I got broken up with that night.
Damn.
Nah, that's all right. We'll be back. We'll be back on the saddle. I'll be back.
Goddamn
eating.
Right you will.
We'll be back eating butt in no time, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dynamite smile. Look at that smile.
I was in full, because I was so used to being in a long relationship.
Yeah.
I went full fucking comfortable mode.
See,
in
that's
front
what
of this chick. I was like dipping in front of her. I was just full on like, yeah, I don't give a
within
fuck.
Within how many like days or weeks?
Was I what?
Like dipping, farting. Not just wearing what, underwear around the house.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, just
Winnie Pooing around the house. Right. Yeah. Hoodie. Yeah.
You went tooting in front of her?
No, I would. Well, occasionally, if it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you knew it wasn't going to go stink town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually.
Fart during sex?
Hell yeah. I always fart during sex.
Do you really?
I was like, yeah, I fucking cup it, throw it in their face. It's the fucking kiss of death, dude.
Ladies, call the hotline if you want some of that cup toot.
If you want some fart play, I'm into fart play. I'm into dip play. If you like skull and farts, I'm your fucking man. Call now.
Flashing the number.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sucked because she was funny. She was actually like, we had a good time together. But yeah, she's 23 and...
Yeah, man.
Every time she saw me bomb, it was tough.
What do you mean?
Like, if I had a good, she would come to shows, and if I crushed, it was lockdown.
Yeah.
She loved me. If I fucking bombed, it was
she
like,
would show you a negative response if you had a terrible set?
Chicks tend to do that. For sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. What do you mean? Why are you making me, what?
No, I'm not. I'm
and it's probably,
truly interested.
It's probably like in my head, but like if I have a bad set and I can, I'm like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, you
take it out
probably,
on them.
I would agree with the latter.
Yeah,
probably
but.
Probably a little more.
Yeah, but if she's sitting there watching me bomb in a fucking restaurant in Lancaster and she's like.
Yeah, but that's the fucking
guy?
Game, dude.
You
should have
brought
fucking,
her to the screening. You got a big round of applause at
fuck.
The screening.
You fucking didn't remind me about the screening. You told me like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I was going to bring her to the fucking screening.
Dude.
I was going to rent a tux.
Big ass round of applause.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Me and him, he made a short film that I was in.
And the Philadelphia Film Society was playing it. Yeah.
The eating thing.
Yeah.
With Gaint.
Gaint.
Yeah, yeah.
And the great boy.
Boom. You would have been good for another
month. You'd have been married.
About another month.
Big screen. You'd be miserable forever.
Yeah.
True.
Would have said yes.
I mean, it's also funny.
He wouldn't propose to you.
It's another one of those things where the same thing as the last breakup, which was significantly more serious.
Don't even compare the two.
I know. They're not comparable.
Listen, I am not going to have that.
They're not comparable. But the same thing is like the day before the breakup, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't really need this. And then as soon as you break up, I'm like, fucking, I love you. Fuck, I'll never be in love again.
You think, look, I'm going to get a little too deep for this show, but.
Nah, fuck it.
For LeMaire?
No, do you think, like,
how do you know
your emotions and how you feel right now are based upon that you're coming out of a longer breakup that you've just been ignoring the true feelings to your ex? So what you're feeling now is not based upon your flash in the pan. It's not her.
Yeah.
You're now coming to grips with, because I've been there.
Yeah, for sure.
So now all of it, you're isolated.
Yeah.
There's nobody else to deflect all of those emotions that you're going through.
Like the first time, I told you we broke up like a month ago.
Yeah.
For like we kind of broke up. I was like, are we broken up? And she was like, no. I thought we were. But in that like time period, the only thing I missed was my ex.
Yeah, right.
So yeah.
So a lot of this pain, this is what I'm asking you, a lot of this pain towards your flame.
Yes.
Should be directed towards.
Yeah, what was the gap between the serious breakup and.
Serious breakup was 1 month.
And it was 5 years.
It was five.
Yeah, that's relationship. Rough.
Going on 6 years. And then 1 month later, I started dating baby girl, dude.
Yeah.
Baby girl was a great.
How many hangouts before you were actually like dating baby girl?
She came to a show and that was
it. 3 hours?
Yeah. It was pretty much right away.
You ever fucking left your wife and went to a strip club and you're like, this chick loves me? That's what it was.
She's not a stripper, baby girl. You're a beautiful lady.
No, I don't mean it like stripper, that. Right? I mean like your mentality.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I actually, yes.
Yeah.
I've witnessed it. It's fucking sick. She should.
You should be a stripper.
Well, if poetry doesn't work out.
You're a poet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look.
As you know, poetry always works out, though. So that's the
name.
Fuck you guys. I want to shit on it. I want to shit on it, but I shouldn't. I support her. I still support her. There's a big market for hot 23-year-old white girls that are poets.
Oh, my God.
For poetry rhyme, or is it more of just like a feeling?
It's like, yeah, a lot of rhymes. A lot of A-B, 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 A-B rhyme schemes. No, I'm kidding. That'd be awesome if it was, though.
That's a cheat code in Contra.
No, that's, come on, bud. Come on, man. When, if you're like me and you date poets, you would understand rhyme schemes. But you
that
don't.
Guys that date artists. Skinny artists.
Hell yeah.
Dude. Shit, dude.
Hell yeah. It was funny how completely, completely the opposite of my ex she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Like my ex was like really pretty and hot, but she didn't know she was. This is the first time I dated like a real hot chick that knew she was hot.
Every 23-year-old girl thinks she's hot.
That's tough to deal with. I wasn't ready for that. A lot of hot outfits when we go out. A lot of dudes staring.
Yeah.
I got a fucking. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
You eyeing up my snizz, bro.
You're like Clint Eastwood, but pussy. You know, like some Gran Torino. Gran Torino.
Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino.
Get off my pussy.
You know, you love racism. You love your girl.
Yeah. Is that your analogy?
What'd you say?
What was your analogy?
It's Gran Torino, but she's your lawn. Get off my pussy. You know,
all right. I appreciate it.
You know? You were yelling Asian slurs at her vagina.
Yeah. I did call it my little dink. It was my little dink pot.
Hey, dude.
It's all right. I'll be fucking and sucking in no time. You mark my words.
Go ahead, baby.
Shit. Also, I want to apologize to all the listeners because Notre Dame did not cover the spread against USC.
Yeah. Ooh.
That, yeah.
11-1. But you know what? Notre Dame's 12-0, so suck my dick. The spread was like 11.5. Notre Dame was up 14 with like 3 minutes, 40 seconds left. With 40
crazy
seconds.
Crazy how they do it, man.
USC scored with 40 seconds left to fuck my shit up.
Damn.
Yeah.
You have money on this?
I didn't, but I think I made some list. I mean, I was 11-1 against the spread for Notre Dame this year.
I literally don't know what a spread. I don't, like...
That means, like, I would say take the other team if I thought they were going to... Do you know what a spread is?
No.
Okay, so Notre Dame-USC, the spread was, let's say, 10 points.
Yeah.
You guys want me to tell a story from 3 weeks ago? Okay.
Nobody remembers
this. You're going to tell me this, and then I'm going to start betting.
No, you're not. Sick. No,
yeah,
you're not.
You should do coke and bet.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what's up.
Stay up all night. No, so don't bet.
Notre Dame's favored by 10 points. Right. That means if Notre Dame wins by 7 points,
yeah,
you lost the bet.
Okay.
That's it. It's simple.
If I had a bunch of coke with me, I think I could figure it out.
No, you should figure it out based off what I just said. It's a 10-point spread. Notre Dame needs to win by 10 or 11. You got
it. Who are they up again this week?
No one. It's Notre Dame's off for conference championships, and then they're in the playoffs. So they'll probably play Clemson. Right now it looks like they're going to play
Clemson.
It's
a lock, though. They're in.
99%. It would be nuts if they
can't get knocked off.
I know. It would be crazy.
Undefeated.
But, yeah.
They were already four.
Nobody knows how the playoff committee picks their teams, really. Yeah. So if they're just like, well, Ohio State looks better than Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They might put them in.
And they're on the bumper, right? They're like the last team that could possibly get fucked with.
Notre Dame can't get fucked with. It's
Alabama, Clemson.
It's Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and I think Georgia's number four right now.
There's no way.
Georgia plays Alabama. So here's what could happen. Georgia beats Alabama. Alabama's probably still in. Now Georgia's in. Clemson's undefeated. And then let's say Ohio State kills Northwestern in the Big Ten championship. There might be some arguments that Ohio State gets in instead of Notre Dame, but that's ridiculous. Who's that on the phone?
You know who the fuck it is. I am.
Who's angry, Mike?
Hey. Hey, Mike.
Exactly, Sean. I mean, I'm going to call you Sean. Shane, now, because you buried me, you douchebag. Because they didn't fucking cover no, but and
Hot start.
Oh, you're handling
come
this
pickup
worse than me, dude.
You're the golden child, right?
I was.
Fuck you, man.
How about a fucking thank you?
Wait, have you been betting on his word?
Absolutely.
Did you bet?
Been making money off Shane?
Oh, fucking huge. It's ridiculous.
Hell yeah, Mike.
I can't tell if he's fucking right.
Is that Brat Nair? Is the guy sitting on the couch on the left-hand side, is he like Brandon Williams, Ethiopia kind of lookalike or no?
Definitely not you, Lemaire. He said Ethiopia.
Hey, I think it's you, Dorian. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Lemaire. How you doing, sweetheart? I said Lemaire. How you doing?
I'm good. Can I come to the steakhouse now?
Yeah,
Mike
about those
is
eagles,
lit up. Mike's a little lit tonight.
Yeah, Mike's
loving it. What are you drinking on? What are you drinking on, Mike?
Back from the steakhouse. are you going to cook me a dinner, or I don't know?
Dude,
is there a date set, or I don't know? I mean, you guys are all right. Fuck him.
Jesus!
If you come into the studio, Tommy will kiss you, and he'll make
dude,
you dinner.
Open mouth.
Shane, bottom line is, man, I was so hyped on it, and we didn't cover.
I know, and it looked like we were going to, didn't it?
I know, it did.
We had it.
I was, like, excited. But who's the big lumbering jack next to you does coke?
Nunner?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's fucking the Nunner.
Dude, I don't give a rat's ass who he is. Dude, stand up, all right? You have an extra, extra large shirt, okay?
This is 1X, bro.
Jesus Christ.
1X. Prove this right now.
I don't know. All right, Mike.
That's
thanks for the call, bro. Bye. Goodbye. We'll think of you, dude. Look at that.
We will always think of you.
Lost baby girl. I lost Mike. Nothing's permanent in this world. Nothing's permanent.
You think you're going
to is that the...
No. But I think we'll hang out when I'm in Philly.
Yeah?
Oh.
You think she'll just be a side piece?
If Allah wills it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good side
put a
piece.
Lot of work into that.
I gotta continue my rise to power.
Yeah.
And then she could join my fucking harem.
That's what she's attracted to, your rise of power.
Exactly right. I'll get another shot.
Don't, you're fine. You're handsome.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. We'll see what happens.
He's going to work out.
Everything better fucking work out, or I'll kill myself.
No. No. I'll kill you.
I'm going to kill myself in here. On a fair one. I'll fucking Bud Dwyer it right here. Take it. Gone out of an envelope.
Be sick.
That would be
so many views.
When's the last time you saw Bud Dwyer?
I watched the video.
Yeah.
Oh,
It was right after I saw the movie Assassination Nation, because they reference it in the movie. Like,
yeah, it's beautiful.
They do the exact same scene.
What?
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What is?
The murder of self-murder of Bud Dwyer.
Suicide?
Yeah, like how it's crazy. It's poetic. It's crazy and beautiful.
What? Tom's been emo lately. Dude. Got fucking emo Tom on our hands.
It is captivating the way the blood flows.
It's crazy.
From his nostrils.
I think what's most captivating.
It looks like a faucet.
No, no, no. Like that part when
he's very.
He's like,
yeah,
everybody, relax. I got to do this.
Yeah.
I think at the very end, someone's like, "Somebody call an ambulance." You don't need to, bro.
Yeah, we're good.
Call the fucking janitor.
Good, dude. Save the 30 grand. We're good.
You see the other one, the Bjork one, the guy who was like trying to kill.
Oh
Bjork.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I watched both those clips like back
one
to back.
One sec, buddy.
Oh shit.
We're about to Dwyer up.
No.
Fuck yeah.
It's me right here. Baby girl left me.
He's very protective.
Everybody chill.
Very
44 mag.
Hey, chill the fuck out, everyone.
No, this is you telling getting in a relationship.
Look, it's gonna be
fun. Everybody's gonna be cool. The baby girl breaks up with you.
Look at the nose.
Yeah,
all right.
That's like, all right. Awesome.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but damn.
How does it happen?
It's beautiful.
Shane, it's goddamn beautiful, Shane.
Beautiful.
Fixing his hair.
Yeah, there it is.
On answer. Like, oh, doctors,
you don't need to. You don't need to.
God.
It's a fucked up video.
Man.
That's the first time I ever seen that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
That's your first?
I've seen some other horrible shit, but that was definitely that.
That was your first. That was your first Bud Dwyer?
First Bud Dwyer, yeah.
Wow.
You've been Bud Dwyer'd.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to fifth grade, bro.
We had all the faces of death back then, so, you know, I got, you know.
How'd you miss that? God.
Say, Bjork guy is probably worse.
Dude, have you seen?
Like,
wait, you think so?
Have you seen the
someone
video?
That's on, like, a live cam
you gotta,
through the video, right?
Well, no, the reason it's worse is because this, like, Bud Dwyer, that's fucked up, but it's quick. Like, he clearly is dead.
Is that the fat bald dude?
Yeah, where he, like, he paints his face, he shoots, and, like, you see it, like, just kind of, like, it doesn't go through his head, and he's,
you're
like,
not sure if it's real?
Yeah, because he's oh, for, like, a good, no, it's clearly real. Like, you see the top of his head,
don't bring
like,
that up. We don't need to bring
I
that up.
I won't, don't look it up. Like, I don't, that's upsetting. But
Lemaire, you want to see that?
Yeah, I want to see it. Look it up. Right. I'm a sick fuck, dude.
Make some cookies, Lemaire.
Yo, Lemaire,
have you seen recently
bringing some fucking pepper
the German guy who gets hit by the bus? I think he's German. Like, a bus goes off the rails, and then, like, a dude's walking across the street, and it hits him, and he's like, oh! And then, like, lands on the street. Like,
it's
like
a train.
Is it a train? No, it's a...
The one on life lives. Dude gets hit. He tries to commit suicide. Gets hit by a train.
No, he's not. He's two dudes. This dude's just getting bagels, and he fucking a bus hits him, and he fucking is like lifted, and then like lands back on the street, and the bus hits something else.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a sick video.
I saw this lady get hit by a bus, and then she just brushes it off and keeps walking.
Yeah, he also does this.
Yeah.
He just keeps going.
Just like, I mean, somebody get that plate. Hopefully someone gets that plate, because that guy just nailed me.
He also does this.
But yeah, back to emo Tom, because it's fun.
What? What?
Emo Tom, dude. Normally
watched
I'm the
one. Last night.
No.
Dude.
No, don't try to reverse out of emo Tom.
What do you
mean? Talk about you being emo.
That's fine.
You sad?
Yeah, I'm sad.
This is a sad one today. This is a sad episode. We're going to change the name to a sad one.
Yeah.
We're only going to listen to fucking Joy Division.
As long as that's in the bucket list.
I love
Joy Division. Can you send me the list of top 100?
I can. I actually think Joy Division's probably on there. Yeah, definitely.
What's
is.
Joy Division?
It's a British band that rules.
Good question, though.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
The guy killed himself, right?
Or
yeah, he hung himself while watching a Werner Herzog movie.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
That's sick.
Yeah, also, they...
that's
cool, yeah, very emo.
Nazis thought they were, like, a Nazi... When they first started, because they were called Joy Division, Nazis would show up to their show because they... Joy Division was, like, a Nazi thing.
Mm.
Man.
Anyway.
Normally, we start awkwardly, but tonight we're going to finish. We are going to finish.
So, yeah, normally I'm the one sulking around the apartment, but last couple days it's been both of us.
It's been a sad apartment.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your sadness?
No. Well, it's not going to be entertaining. It's been real fucking... here's the only entertaining aspect of my last couple days. It's been bad. I have to get new contacts, and I've been wearing these bi-weeklies for about 2 months. And I just keep re-cleaning.
What are you sad about?
Is this what you're...
No.
I fucking gave you a hug today. I gave him a fucking hug.
Is that what you're rapping at?
Motherfucker.
I was going to get to that.
I gave him a hug today. I was like, dude, fucking bear cheer hug? Up. Yeah, oh, I was like, come here.
Listen, this is how close we are. I'll be brushing my teeth in the sink, and there's not much room, and he's a big fucking kid. And he'll just scurry by
brush
me
your teeth,
and back. Then piss. And every time he comes to the door, I'm like, oh, you have to pee, or do you need to get in here? He's like, no. And he hits my shoulder, turns me around, just hugs me.
Gave him a big hug.
Yeah, and it felt nice. It felt great.
Yeah, that was a nice moment. Yeah. I didn't know.
It was a great moment.
Contact solution prices went up or whatever the fuck this problem was.
No, it's contacts themselves. They're very fucking expensive.
I was going through a breakup. I was all sad, and I was like, damn, Tommy's really got it bad. I wonder what's wrong with him. Give him a hug. Fucking contacts.
I had a point.
I know.
You know?
What was it?
No, I can't do it now.
What's going on with the contacts?
Have you guys been sad all month, or is this just like this?
This is new for me.
Yeah,
I had a great
month. It's
a good run this week. A great month.
You guys' sadness is sinking up like a period. Like
I think it's all it's peaked for both of us at the same time.
Steve's neutral. The guy's got the mind of a fucking walnut. He's always nothing.
With rat traps in the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys fucked our stove up.
I was cleaning that up before Thanksgiving, by the way.
What?
I stayed home for Thanksgiving and cooked, and I had to clean out the rat trap. The debauchery that you caused.
Yeah, I tried to clean it.
No, you did.
Did you?
I did.
Did you try to clean it?
I did.
Good effort. Thanks. Thanks for breaking our oven and leaving. Sack of shit. So you clearly don't want to talk about that.
About what? Which?
Anything.
Pure sadness?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, it's just a tough time of year.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
No, I'll fucking talk about it.
Holiday season, it's tough.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a sad one, dude. Yeah.
It is a sad one.
All right.
It is a sad one.
You don't have to. I know what it is. Don't talk about
also,
it.
Yeah. Hit
him with the heat.
Hit
the audience with the heat.
10 minutes left.
You could hit him with a hard closer here. Bring the heat.
No, I don't give a fuck. You I'll do it.
Yeah,
pull the trigger.
I'll fucking do it.
Do it.
Give a shit.
You sure?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Come on, you can do it.
A 1, 2, 3 jump.
So that's the sadness that we're referencing that we will talk about that I haven't seen Nonner in. It's been about a month and a half, 2 months, right? It's the last time I saw your face. Yeah. He referenced my ex-girlfriend. And part of the sadness that I'm going through now outside of...
the fitness guru now?
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. No, it's fine. I didn't notice it. Every noise is because we jumpy. Start punching in the face. My ex-girlfriend of 5 years, the same length of time that Shane... had with his girl is now dating my brother. So the holidays are coming along. The reason I stayed home and cleaned out the oven that you fucking ruined.
Focus on your brother. I didn't ruin
it. No, yes, you did. It's to separate myself from my home life. So now Christmas is coming. Stop. It's not gay. It's not fucking gay.
Hit him with the gay.
It's not gay. I'll jump through that goddamn pane
of glass.
Yeah,
don't do it. Don't do it.
It's like an undercover cop window. I know what you guys are doing. I'm not admitting to anything. Anyway, yeah, so.
You like glanced over it. That's crazy shit.
It's super crazy.
That's the craziest shit.
Yeah, and it's also like the closest brother I have two older brothers, and one is he's kind of like a twin brother. I grew up in the same bedroom as him. Slept in the same bed till we were like 16. Weird, or 13. Weird numbers. We're twins, Irish twins kind of thing. And he's fucking and living with my girl on the West Coast in L.A. I don't know how to say that in Spanish, Dorian, but it's bad. It's no bueno.
It's no bueno.
What if they're in love?
Lemaire.
Fuck you, Lemaire.
Lemaire, I swear to
I'll
God.
Burn, listen to me. I'll burn down all of Pepperidge Farm. I'll burn it down. Dad won't have any dollars anymore.
That stinks.
Yeah, it sucks. So now that's what I'm thinking of, and I know you're getting a big kick out of this.
I'm not. Why would I get a kick out of this?
Because you want to share the sorrow, and I
don't
want to
share it.
I don't know how. I don't know how to streamline these emotions because it's
crazy,
it's infuriating. I'm fucking angry.
You should be.
I am emotionally distraught, and I don't know whether to fuck my brother up, which I will.
Are you afraid they're talking about you? That would be my fear.
Who? Them?
Yeah.
Yes, of course they are. My biggest fear is they're talking about me while fucking. Like, casually.
What?
Say it.
Both that's going, crazy. I love that Tommy sucks. So much.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's...
That's my brother, and that should be his sister. Imagine having someone date your sibling for 5 years. At some point, you're like, oh, I'm not a... she's a beautiful girl. But at some point, you're like, oh, I'm not... attracted to them.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Him or her. Because they're a person.
Are they roughly like the same age?
With Carrie.
Yes. Imagine.
Dude, if I dated Carrie.
Can you imagine?
Insane. I would never do that.
Of course you wouldn't.
Ever.
Of course you wouldn't.
We're friends.
So I got my parents telling me, just relax. Don't. My mother's trying to fight the fire going, I just want a healthy family. My dad's going, who gives a shit? You didn't want her. I'm like, Dad, she's not a pair of fucking shoes. You don't.
Good dad logic, though.
It really is.
Of course,
dad logic.
Dude. I understand the parent, both parents' logic, but I am
Mom just
not having it.
Not exist. Your dad doesn't give a fuck.
It's denial. My dad doesn't give a fuck.
When me and my ex broke up, my dad was like, she should just date not you. I have another friend named Tommy. He was like, why don't you just set her up with Tommy?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? The fucking Civil War days?
Imagine. Yeah.
Are we pawning off our fucking, like, that's insane.
You don't have to create people to build a town. Like, what
dad
the
logic? He's like,
that's crazy dad logic.
Your friend is a nice boy. You should set your ex up with him.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
about? No, but that's
about?
Their generation. That's
crazy.
That's our parents' generation.
Wait, why is that crazy? But his dad's logic.
Because your dad logic is like, she same broke logic. Up with you.
It's the same logic.
Same
it's
logic.
Exactly.
But you threw his dad's logic is he threw her away.
Yeah.
But you,
me and my ex,
broke up with her.
Me and my ex,
throwing her a fucking dumpster with a black eye.
Me and my ex
just decided we couldn't make it together.
Broke up because I left. I moved out. We lived together, and I left and moved to Philly, and then moved to New York.
What is Tommy
star.
Doing?
To become a celebrity.
What the fuck does Tommy do?
Now I'm a celeb. I got Mike from Manhattan. He likes me, kind of. I got 0.5 fans.
Nice.
So it was worth it. Fuck love. Who needs love when you have a
you got love, dude.
Sick ass radio
you got
show.
Fucking love.
Wow, dude. I'm proud of you though. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. It's going to be a violent Christmas, guys.
Do you like your brother more than you like the lady? Like, would you?
I don't give a shit about. I don't mean any disrespect. Yeah. There's no love lost between the two of us. I broke up with her. I didn't want to be in a relationship. Yeah. There's no jealousy based upon the need for her. Like, there's nothing sexually weird about that. I'm so baffled by my brother's decision.
Yeah, it's very audacious.
Yes, and he called me 6 months later without talking and saying basically it was a bad conversation saying I'll love you forever. He knew I would never accept that and we couldn't speak for the rest of days. Jesus Christ.
The rest of days.
No, he knew it was going to be a bad fucking thing. And he decided that I'm going to take her, not knowing how long it's going to last. I'm deciding to start a relationship with this girl and lose my brother forever.
This is
he knows
how people logic.
I got to be honest.
This
though.
Is a Philly trash people logic.
I got to be honest though, she's pretty hot.
She's hot as fuck.
I'd sell you out.
Yeah. Stop.
No, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And Lemaire, do you want to talk about what your brother did that one time on the internet?
My brother, one time, he went to Craigslist and he got this dude. He just went to this dude's house and was like, yo, I want a blowjob. And the guy was like, I got you, dude. And he blew him. And my brother was like, he just left after the guy blew him. The guy was like, I want some money. And my brother was like, nah. And he left out the door.
So there's that. There's also that story.
My brother wanted a blowjob and he went on Craigslist. And
you should get blowjobs on Craigslist.
Wasn't this in the middle of a snowstorm? That's how I remember.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Middle of a snowstorm. They're all sitting in the living room and his brother's just back there on his phone going through fucking.
Your brother's openly gay, though.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he is.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah. There he is. There's a couple signs that point towards
dude, straight, straight guys can get blowjobs from other guys now.
The fuck are you talking about?
This is 2018.
No, they can't. No, they can't. He's not straight.
I don't think so. But
you don't think so? I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about?
What is going on right now? Is there acid in all of our drinks?
Lemaire's brother solicited.
He's gay.
Yeah. Is at least bi.
Yeah. And good for him.
At least, yeah, no, that is
so during a snowstorm, Bumblefuck, he's like, can someone blow me? And some old pop-pop was like,
walked in
suck
the
your
snow.
Black
Wait, the whole family knows this story, too?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They do now.
Yeah, it's like, America knows.
How quickly those cookies would deflate.
People down at the farm don't know about it yet.
Yeah.
He didn't even leave them like a box remembers. Of fucking stick of cookies.
There it is.
It's gotta be a logo, right?
Yeah, are you sure you should have told that?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he'll never hear.
What's he gonna say?
Are they subscribers?
Yeah, everyone's a subscriber.
I'll bet you the dude that blew him is a subscriber.
But dude, that he walked, didn't he walk?
Just yeah, he walked there.
He
it
fucking
was like,
walked. Yeah. There was a blowjob online in Lancaster, PA.
In a snowstorm?
Walking distance in a snowstorm.
Oh my God.
He just got up. Weren't you guys chilling with him and he
no,
got up?
No, I think he was at work. I think he was at work. And then it was after work.
Let's consider walking distance in a snowstorm. Honestly,
for Lemaire?
I'm not even fucking around. Your brother. Is your brother built like you? Yes. Is he built like a gummy bear?
Yeah.
Both brown gummy bears.
Yeah.
Yep. Does he build like a circle sled?
Oh, yeah.
Lemaire looks like when Winnie the Pooh rolled in mud.
Man.
Jesus.
I
take it.
Hold on, I appreciate Dorian. This. It's a Mexican guy making I'll fun fucking... of a black guy. Let's applaud that fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, true. This is equality.
Oh. That was a snot. I don't think that came out of his mouth.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll clean
the
table.
Dude.
Yeah. Hell of an ending.
Wow.
Yeah. So, happy holidays.
Yeah, man, that's, yeah, so going home sucks. Same thing, like, anytime I'm home now, I just think of my ex.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a small town that I used to live there.
Yeah. Also, are your parents so old school that they bring it up still? Like,
everyone brings
your mom?
It up.
Yeah.
Everyone brings it up.
Or is it one of those families where, like, they hang out with the ex? Like, you know those people who, like, she got so ingrained in the family that...
They would, like, yes. And she still hangs out with, like, my friends and shit. Mm. Or, like, and she, yeah. It's whatever.
Those are unfamous friends. You're in New York.
I'm out here.
You got famous friends.
Yeah, famous.
Drop some names.
Do one of your friends have a green screen behind them?
No one. No one. I don't got anyone famous. I met Anthony Cumia twice.
Damn, dude.
Pretty good.
He doesn't know your ex.
He doesn't know my fucking name. He doesn't know my fucking name, dude. Whatever. Yeah, it's great. Things are great. Are we... This is what happens when I don't drink on the show.
Yeah,
what do you mean? I was gonna say, man, there's
should
a
drink.
Sober.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what do you mean by
last couple episodes? I drank like 20 beers. By the end, I'm just fucking like fucking like screaming and shit.
That's a good one, not to booze on.
Yeah, this if yeah.
Yeah,
you're boozing at the end
I'm
of this.
Pretty lit up.
Are you?
Yeah, no.
What'd you do?
I've been drinking like fucking.
I've just been on the stairs. Stairmaster.
Cups of Maker's Mark.
I was on the Stairmaster.
Fuck yeah.
Yesterday.
Both of you guys look dynamite. Look at his flesh colored beard. Look at his beard. It's beautiful.
Looks nice, dude.
Matches his shirt.
It's been nice.
I didn't know he had those piercing blue eyes.
His eyes are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Irish eyes.
You want to suck my dick in a snowstorm?
My ex is with my brother because I'm gay.
You're mad about your ex dating your brother?
Dude, every time Tommy gets ready, he looks in the mirror and recites a line. I made fun of him on me and Matt's podcast.
I was like, we were clearly shitting on Tommy.
This may have been like the first like 5 or 6 episodes you guys ever filmed.
Yeah.
Because I truly didn't listen or know what a podcast was. So he's like, hey, Shane shot me a message going, this was about you, listen. And it was a clip of those guys talking shit about me.
You're talking, not about you, but it was about you. Like, we were
funneled down to me.
And it was basically like, at one point, one of us was like, can you fucking imagine being a man and fucking cuffing your jeans at the bottom and walking around? Like, are you gonna deliver? I know you do.
Shut up. I do that.
Yeah. You're different. You don't take care of anything else. So I appreciate that. You're just like, fuck everything, but I'll be stylish.
None. You're like a McDonald's drive-thru that sweeps.
Yeah, it's like one of those nice McDonald's. You go inside, oh, this is actually nice. They have a chandelier. This place is a shithole. But yeah, and now every time Tommy gets ready, I forgot about it. It is in there for Tom. Like, every time he gets ready,
locked in.
I hear him mumbling to himself. He's like, imagine being that type of fucking guy who would cuff your fucking... I'm just sitting there like, whoa.
You know, like when you're...
That's because you hold grudges, because you're going to have a brain aneurysm.
Forever, I know.
Your grudges are going to fucking part of my issue. You at 38.
But I'm the youngest, and I got
hopefully is passing the cuff and jeans.
No, but this one at least I enjoy, because I think it's funny. They're funny. Two guys I love. And every time I cuff my pants now, I think of that. That was probably 6-7 years ago.
No. It was only 2.
6 or 7
years? Yeah.
You've been doing the podcast since 84, right?
Yeah. Damn, Tom.
I actually think it came from Nun's grandmom's mouth.
Yeah. No, I have those. I have insults that just totally stuck with me. Totally. One time during Digital Graffiti, you remember that show I had?
Yeah.
Fucking Doogie wrote, he typed in while I was on stage, he was like, how fucking tall would Shane have to be to not be fat? And I was just like,
dude, Doogie's got bangers.
Devastated.
Yeah, see, that's a banger.
Doogie.
That's another man. Yeah. So I think all of your bangers comes from your potential to throw haymakers.
Yeah.
Comes from how long you've been bullied. And like how Doogie was bullied. Yeah. He talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking dealt with a lot of psychological bullshit, and he can throw haymakers.
Yeah.
He's a sweet boy.
I didn't know he could.
He's got it. Dude, he is.
The crowd was going nuts, and I was like, damn, someone's fucking leveling me right
Doogie's
now.
One of my favorite whiskey hangs. Like,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
I totally agree with you.
Just knocking back whiskeys with Doogie, funniest motherfucker ever.
When he lets it go, like all that, like the whatever he does on stage and that.
He's also a funny comic. I don't know what he's talking about. But.
No, I mean, like, it's not... He just fucking lets it... That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Sorry, Doogie.
Doogie Hoarder. Very funny comic.
All right.
Yeah, Doogie's great. But yes, you're right. He does fucking... He throws haymakers.
Yeah.
He just hit me with him. I was like, do I have to fight him? Like, he just hit me hard enough that I was like, I remember afterwards, it was at a Good show. It was at Plays and Players. I love that theater.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
What? Yeah, I love them. They're great.
We can't.
What?
You love who?
Who?
This place I used to do comedy at.
Why can't you do?
Oh, you love it?
Do you have a show coming up with them?
No, we got banned because of this.
Oh, no.
Because I work at Compound. I was banned from that theater. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. No, I don't give a fuck.
Is that my cue also?
It was a wonderful time of my life working with them. It was great. They were like my baby girl.
Yeah.
Just a fling. I knew it wasn't going to work.
They're hot. They're young. They're sucking.
Hot, they're young.
They're bucking.
It's going to
fail. They're fucking. They're sucking.
Good bucking.
I don't think they're fucking or sucking anymore, right?
No, they're not fucking or sucking anybody.
All right. Jesus Christ. We're having fun here.
I am drunk.
It's good to have you back, kiddo.
It is.
It really is. Yeah, it's been a while. It's good to have you back.
So, yeah, Notre Dame's undefeated. That's all that matters.
They're going to get smoked.
Depends. If they run into
whatever
Clemson,
you bet, I will double it.
Where's Clemson University?
South Carolina. How about that?
They're right next to the Gamecocks. That's why they played each other on Rivalry Week. It's not really important.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
I only watch cycling.
Contacts are going to get better. Everything's going to be good. Look, suck our dicks. Close it, dude. Close it how you know how. Tell him things are going to be okay. Everybody says this is a sad episode.
I'm good. I'm in good spirits.
It's a shot at redemption for
all
of us.
Couch? You guys want to talk about anything sad? Or you want to say anything? Talk about your dad that's not dead.
Keep talking. Well, he has a tracheostomy right now, so. Oh,
Jesus.
But he can talk. He's starting to talk again.
Talk for him.
Yeah, no, I feel like I started this domino effect of sadness by just like, yo, my dad's in the hospital.
No, that's fine, yeah. Dude.
On the mega bus on the way here today, the fat Russian guy sitting next to me was just scrolling through Pornhub.
Nice.
It was weird because like he was just like heavy breathing over his phone.
Did he click on one and watch it, or because I've beaten off just by the GIFs? You know.
No, yeah. Like that. That's what I like.
Really?
Yeah. You can absolutely get off if you just.
I've been beaten off while I was searching.
Yeah,
you get pretty close, and yeah. I'm like, I better pick one. For some reason, I feel obligated to click on just any video at that point.
Bingo!
I don't want to not watch porn.
It gets to the point where you're like, I have enough, and it's like it's a scroll of
yeah, you know, just the GIF.
It's an endless scroll of
how many hours does Pornhub have on that?
Like Lemaire's on Pornhub.
Like if you just had to like,
yo, dude, plug
like
porn
there
up.
Has to be like an hour.
How many hours does Pornhub have?
How many hours does Pornhub?
Pornhub probably has.
It's not hours. It's fucking years.
Yeah, Pornhub probably has a year's worth of porn at least.
1 year.
It's
more than a year.
I don't know.
That's multiple
where, that's
years.
Where we're getting to.
Well, they stream in all the porn from like it. Sites that died. Also, right? Like it's like years, basically from the first ever porn that was uploaded to the internet. Is probably going to be on some kind of
probably the length of time.
Yeah,
probably the length of.
Is there more Pornhub than there has humans been alive?
It's close. I bet it's close. And how much do you think you've watched? I probably watched it at least enough to fill up like Germany.
Yeah,
population wise, I've probably gotten in, like a Rhode Island.
Yeah,
filled up a state. Anyway.
No, I like that.
I was thinking. I see you yeah. Probably,
oh, boy.
You probably got India, dude.
He's got, like, the Cape of Good Hope, and, like,
he's filled it up.
I am 75% of China.
Yeah, you got most of China.
50 of Russia.
You got a lot of China.
I get it. So tell us about your father again.
Yeah, no, he was, like, from the beginning? Like, what happened?
No.
I'm kidding.
No, don't.
Jesus.
Okay, you got anything
I was
sad
hungover
going
as fuck
on?
The next day. It was like the day after Halloween. I find out what happens. I'm just like, fuck, I gotta stop drinking now.
Damn.
So you're not drinking?
Not currently. Just like, wow. I'm not gonna say I quit yet because fucking that never.
Don't quit.
Yeah,
it'll
yeah,
be fine. It'll be fine.
Mayor, what are you up to? You got anything sad?
I lost my show because of you. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he lost his show at that theater because of me.
That's the saddest thing that happened to me.
It's not because of him.
It is. The reason they ban people that work at Compound or from Compound is because I work at Compound.
Why don't they like you? It's so pleasant.
Thanks.
It's not about him.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You are very pleasant.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
It's like
I always think when we have that bagel and coffee, you're a pleasant guy.
Thanks, bro. I love you.
Love you, too.
It's this new liberal white racism where it's we only like black people that are like the black people we see on TV.
Agreed.
Like, that's what...
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
And it's just fucking, it's upsetting. But you got to deal with the consequences. You know what I mean?
I mean, you knew the fucking consequences when you came on here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I didn't want
to. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, you did not?
No. I didn't know until after the second time I was here. Yeah.
I thought I fucking told you.
No, someone else told me.
Well, good.
It's all good. I'm not
is your gay
upset.
Brother fucking your ex of 5 years?
I'm probably Nevins, though.
No.
No names. No names here.
That was a made-up name.
True.
That's like a hacker name.
So what transpired since the banning your show?
Nothing. Well, people were like...
I mean, like, conversationally. Like,
what do you mean?
Said,
oh, nothing. We had one talk... local comedy theater. Well, it's not local to here. Guy fucking called me because I made a post about him getting punched in the gut, and that's the only reason he ever like called me. He never like told me. He never like messaged me. He never even like really like fucked with me real heavy. So
the
just, like,
owner
fucking...
of this comedy theater that bans anybody that works at Compound got punched by a black dude.
Yeah.
In his theater, in his ultra liberal.
How did that happen?
Because he was trying to get more money out of him.
So sick.
Yeah, pretty great.
It's because he doesn't know how to talk to people. Like,
yeah, especially black people. Yeah, white, especially liberal nerds.
He doesn't know how to talk to white people either. He is. But white people. That dude is a certain level of.
I gotta admit, every time I go into that place, so it just feels like Columbus, Ohio. Like, just it's that energy of like we're woke to the point where we are just racist.
Yeah, and it's fake. Like, everything's fake.
Every time I do video work there, I could feel like they're always like walking in the shot, and it feels like it's on purpose, but I'm not sure if it is. Kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, so like another comic actually had to tell him, I want a person of color to record my stuff. Just so they can like not undercut me with with some other dude.
Yeah, but you're of color.
No, that's why.
That's what they barely. Mean.
Yeah. Oh.
Barely. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, you're not really
fucking.
You got that name though. Yeah. I wanna get that name out of my country. You look all right. You could stay.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, fuck that. We don't need to talk about that.
No. We don't have to. But yeah, that's no one gives a fuck. That happened to me, but that's it.
It's just cool that we got LaMare banned because he came on this show.
Yeah, dude.
It's cool that liberals banned a black dude.
So funny.
For being on a
so funny
white network is what they were like. You know what I mean?
White power.
So this show has nothing to do with what they're trying to say we represent.
We don't talk politics.
Such a. It's so ridiculous. Yeah, we're just here having fun, talking to our comedy friends, and you're... Yeah, I don't want to get fucking upset.
I don't know. Reasoning
get upset,
was...
dude. Fucking spaz dude, out.
I don't have enough room.
You are allowed back in the theater, though, if you write an apology.
Oh, yeah, you have
to the owner.
Apologize to him.
That's not real.
Yeah.
Write a personal apology to the owner of this theater.
Well, let's be real. This dude is a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
That is a pile of garbage person. Right?
Yeah. I'm fucking...
Like, that's insane. Yeah. Number one,
that's an insecure...
He gets off on this power. Yeah. This power trip. He's going to ask you to write an apology? This talentless cunt? Is this a fucking real thing?
He didn't ask me.
He said that in his statement.
Publicly.
Like, if you go on Compound or have been on Compound, you're banned from our theater.
Unless you write an apology to us?
You could explain to us why you're on it and we'll forgive you.
Can you fucking imagine? Does that not get you worked up?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
yeah, dude, it's
that's
fucking
crazy. Insane.
Some dude who's rude as fuck to you every time he talks to you, but and guys who are kind or at least fairly nice to you, you go on their show because, hey, they're cool dudes. And now I got to fucking explain to this dude if I even want to go in there just to make money doing video shit. Like, it's kind of...
That's insane, dude. That's insane.
It's like none of the people who work there have ever... been even courteous.
Yeah,
even when I walked in there, like, and I'm a nobody, so it's just kind of a
fuck. So are we? So the fuck are we?
I don't know about that, Tom.
No, but I mean, Leah, I'm just saying, like, I've lived in Philadelphia for a fucking year, and the only thing I really had was I occasionally did the mic. I got on like maybe one show. I was supposed to do yours, and then fucking just making the cat.
After you were gonna get on to his, and they got banned.
I also don't like
jab him when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
no, it's energy.
I've never been around so many rude ass people, and like, there's no reason for you to be this fucking rude,
right?
For absolutely no reason.
Like, it's all show.
It's probably because they probably have a little bit of money behind, like their parents and shit have money, so they never had to learn how to talk to people the right way, or never had to. Look, so they never like worried about people beating them up or anything.
You're exactly right.
Kickstarters that are not inventions. Are all funded by parents.
Yes.
Unless you're doing an invention, they're all 100%. Funded by parents. Yeah.
Do you know what it takes to become a producer in New York or L.A.?
Have a couple bucks.
$35,000 salary a year. You need a parent or somebody to spend your money on a weekly basis for that to happen. These people going to NYU, like we could never do that. So, and they become positions of power. And they infiltrate this system of like actual talent. I'm fucking.
Look at this fucking guy.
I'm gonna get fucking.
Pour that
nuts.
Show the people what you're up to.
What am I up to?
Just fucking breaking out a bottle of Maker's Mark. Good lord.
Cue the
commercial. Dude, fuck them. You're banned, dude.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
You're banned.
I never did give a fuck. I mean, it doesn't matter because talent will always like if you're funny. It doesn't matter if someone banned you over some bullshit. It's not real. It's not a real thing.
No, it doesn't matter.
Also, this platform is not like we're not doing the things that they're they're saying you are doing. Like, we're just hanging out, having fun. So fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, being whatever kind of socially awkward, that's not an excuse to just be a dick to complete strangers, too. Like, just knowing how to talk to people on a basic level is a fucking...
being dicks of strangers.
Yeah.
I was talking to... You guys know Steve Rinaldi, right? I was talking to him about that the other day. Apparently, he almost fought some headliner where he got in his face. He's like, you make maybe 40 grand a year headlining. Yeah. There's doctors and shit who at least... treat you like a person. Maybe fucking don't do that.
Yeah.
Fight doctors.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
This is what it is.
Fight doctors.
Pull out your catheter and beat the shit out of a doctor.
Just punch this male nurse who fucking puts a suction in my mouth too heavy. Like,
anyway, guys, I'm going to end this like ripping a catheter out of the dick of a fair one. This is, it's been a beautiful episode.
Thanks.
I thought we were going to hang.